Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. ZANU-PF Politburo member and former cabinet minister Kumbira Ikangai has died.
He apparently suffered a heart attack. His body is at the mortuary right now. We are doing some consultations as to what the status he will be given, and they also will announce the burial arrangement later.
Clerk of Parliament Austin Zoma says elected members of Parliament are expected to be sworn in on September 3rd amid reports that MTCT lawmakers will attend the ceremony.
The Constitution states that the President fixes a date, time and place. He has already instructed that a letter be written to the Clerk of Parliament directing that swearing in to be undertaken as soon as is practicable.
And it's good news for the Warriors in Zambia, where they were playing against Chipolopolo. Stay tuned for more details. ZANU-PF Politburo member and former cabinet minister Kumbira Ikangai has died. ZANU-PF spokesman Rukare Kumbo confirmed the death, saying the 75-year-old former cabinet minister suffered a heart attack this morning soon after admission at Corporate 24 Clinic in Harare. Mr. Kumbo described the death as a sad loss to all Zimbabweans, as he said Ikangai participated in the 70s liberation struggle to free the country from British rule.
He apparently suffered a heart attack. His body is at the mortuary right now. We are doing some consultations as to what status he will be given, and they also will announce the burial arrangement later.
And what can you say about his death, particularly looking at the liberation struggle, ZANU-PF, and the current situation in Zimbabwe?
As a party, we obviously suffered a major blow. It's a dark week for us in Zimbabwe. We have lost a veteran nationalist in Ozinkala. Passed away on Wednesday. We lost one of the young fighters, Air Commodore Karakadai, who passed on Tuesday. And then today, Saturday, we have lost one of the gallant fighters of the SAGO combat, Kumbira Ikangai. So it's a big blow on us. But the SAGO continues.
And looking at the contributions that were made by Mr. Kangai, what did he do for Zimbabwe?
He contributed enormously to the liberation of this country. I was with him in America and in Zambia. In Zambia, we're a member of Harare Chimurenga. We masterminded the liberation of this country, the guerrilla warfare that was fought. And so he made enormous contribution, and when he came back in the country, he was in government, Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Labor and Social Services and so on. So he made his mark. He has left a legacy of a true son of Zimbabwe.
That was ZANU-PF spokesman Rukare Kumbo. Kangai's two colleagues, ZANU-PF founding member and former Defence and Home Affairs Minister Enos Inkala and former freedom fighter, retired Air Commodore Michael Karakatsai, also died this week. They were last night declared national heroes by the ruling party's Politburo. Karakatsai died in a car crash on Tuesday on his way to Bulawayo, while Inkala died the following day at a private clinic in Harare. Karakatsai will be laid to rest tomorrow and Inkala next Thursday. Clerk of Parliament Austin Zoma says elected members of Parliament are expected to be sworn in September 3rd amid reports that MTCT lawmakers will attend the ceremony. There were conflicting reports that the party will boycott Parliament after claiming that the recent elections were rigged by ZANU-PF. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports from Harare.
Mr. Zuma told journalists that while today's edition of the Herald reported that the swearing-in ceremony would take place this coming Tuesday, it was no longer possible because of other important national and international events. The events include the burial of national heroes, retired Air Commodore Michael Karakadzai and ZANU-PF founding member Ino Singala, the Harare Agricultural Show, and the United Nations World Tourism Organization General Assembly meeting, which is being held in Victoria Falls and Livingstone, Zambia. Mr. Zuma explains how the ceremony is conducted.
The Constitution states that the President fixes a date, time and place. He has already instructed that a letter be written to the Clerk of Parliament directing that swearing-in should be undertaken as soon as is practicably possible. So we were given the leeway to say, on what day are we able to do this? The initial thinking that we'll do it next week is not practical because next week is the week of the, from starting, it has already started, but the official opening is tomorrow, the United Nations World Tourism Organization.
The MDCT has indicated that its elected members of parliament will attend the event. MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora said its lawmakers will be sworn in as the parties decided to take up all elected positions. But he noted that MDCT members will not take up any government posts if appointed by President Robert Mugabe. A lot is expected in the House of Assembly and Senate. After the swearing-in ceremony, Mr. Zuma said, soon after being sworn in, the lawmakers will elect the Speaker of Parliament and the President of Senate and their deputies in elections that will be supervised by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. The Speaker of Parliament and President of Senate will take oath of office before Chief Justice Godfrey Chigausiku. The Constitution stipulates that members of Parliament must be sworn in not later than 30 days after the President has been sworn in. It's almost certain that the next Speaker of Parliament and the President of the Senate will be drawn from ZANU-PF, which has a two-thirds majority in both houses. The last speaker, Love Momoyo, was from the MDC formation led by defeated presidential candidate Morgan Tsvangirai. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.